Hello, and welcome to Watch What Crappens, the podcast for all that crap we just love to talk about on your brobs. Okay, I'm Ronnie, hi. And with me today, as usual, is the handsome, intelligent, well-coiffed, and stub-toed Ben Mandelker. Hi, Ben.
Hi, Ronnie. How are you?
Thank you for
acknowledging my pain, which is that I did stub my toe pretty aggressively this morning. And, you know, it's changing colors, but it's not broken. It's just, you know what it needs? It needs to be healed. It needs to be healed.
Okay, I'll help you.
Wait, can you hold on? My toe wants to scream.
Glad you feel better. The neighbors don't. Okay, screamer. everybody, it is Real Housewives of New York Day here on Watch What Crappens. But before we get into New York, we have got to talk about something that just shook the Bravo universe this week. Yes. Portia from Real Housewives of Atlanta. Portia. You know, we've complained a lot about this season in Atlanta. It's been a little slow. They need to get some work done on it. And guess what? The best thing to happen on Atlanta happened after the season was over, and Portia waited to announce it until everything was wrapped so no one could give her any shit. Not happy about it, Ben. Okay? I deserve to talk about this on show.
Yeah, I'm actually kind of pissed about it because, first of all, everything is very shady and we're going to get into it. But I just want to talk about kind of the meta aspect of it in terms of when she releases this information, et cetera. She drops this information that she and Simon, I don't know how to even say his last name, but Fallon's ex, Simon, are not only together, they're engaged. And some people even think that she might even be pregnant. And she drops this the day after the premiere is over, and then like the day after, it's announced that she's going to have a 3-episode spinoff. And I'm very cynical about it, but it actually, where I get annoyed is I feel like Portia has fallen into the self-producing trap that we do not like on these shows. We think it's one of the banes of Beverly Hills. It's a bane of Atlanta. I complained about it when they went on that awful cast trip to New Orleans, and Portia didn't like what was going on, so she left in the middle of the night. And in my mind, I was like, why can she just do that? That's like, that's not making a TV show, right? That's not cool that someone could do that. And we did not like it when NeNe did it. We did not like it when Erica Jane has done it. And I'm not liking it when Portia's done it. I've, you know, we love Portia, but this right here to me speaks to why Atlanta was so bad this season. It's holding back and not sharing your life. Of course, if she was having an affair, I mean, maybe it'd be hard to share it. So there's that too. So,
well, now her timeline is crazy. So if anybody is living under a rock, okay, where you don't get Bravo, here's what happened. Mm-hmm. Portia goes on Instagram and does a Mother's Day post. And she's purposely, I think, wearing this huge Kyle caftan, Kyle by Aileen 2 caftan. Yeah. So you can't really tell what's going on. And, you know, you never want to say, like, hey, she looks pregnant because, like, that's terrible. I don't know that she looks pregnant. To me, she looks like a lady in a caftan. But you know that people are going to be online saying, is she pregnant? Because she's in a caftan. Like, don't tell me that didn't cross your mind. Like, you're on a reality show. I feel like that's, you know, she's doing that on purpose. Okay, so then she's posing with Dennis on one side. Dennis, who is, you know, very shockingly in a pastel yellow shirt and matching pastel yellow kind of pajama shorts.
Yeah, not a sweatsuit.
I mean, for him, this is basically a tuxedo, right? Yeah, like, he's really like dressed for the nines, okay? So he's standing there with his hands folded, and then Portia is kind of leaning on him but facing away, and her hand is on Fallon's husband, or ex-husband, or soon-to-be ex-husband.
Simon,
who basically...
I gotta look up his
last name. Yeah, Guaboda. Hold on, I have it here somewhere.
Abadia.
Something, you know, I don't know how to pronounce it either. I would ask him if he's here, but he's not, okay? So I'm just going to say Simon. Simon is giving that creepy look into the camera, right into the camera, just like the episode we saw him in at the pool party at Fallon's house, where Portia, you know, was just pretending she loves Fallon.
I met this cool girl, Fallon, that I am friends with, and we're going to go to her pool party.
Yes, and he sat there all creepily watching them, remember? It was like some old guy, yes, like staring creepily. Okay, so this is the guy you chose. Now, granted, he's rich as hell, okay? We know because we saw that house, and supposedly he's worth $40 million, which I guess to some people is rich. I mean, whatever you need to make yourself feel better. All right, celebrity net worth.
It's not quite Callaway money, but go on.
Is there a Beautyrest named after you? I don't think so. All right. So that's the picture. And she's also got a ring on her finger. Okay. So people are like, why are you posing like this with your hand on that man if that's not your man? And why is Dennis right. saying, you know, congratulations on another chapter? You know, his name is Work Win Celebrate, which is such a gross name on Instagram.
Is that Dennis? Dennis's yes. name is Work Win Celebrate.
Instagram that's like as handle. Bad as
love. I mean, live, love, laugh.
Yes. This is like the business. This is like the conference name version of that saying. You know, it's like I go to conferences about hot dog business and my name is Work Win Celebrate. Okay. So that's his name. So everybody is kind of freaking out like, Portia, what are you doing? What is your new chapter? Some people were saying she's pregnant and she's obviously with that guy. And then some people were like, no, give Portia credit. She's not. Nah, yeah. She just has a book coming out or whatever.
Right.
So then the next day she comes out with another post that says,
The post.
Yes. So you go. Yeah. Lynn. Do you have it?
Well, I don't have it up in front of me, but basically, I can bring it up. I can. What am I talking about?
Is it the one with her grandma? I'm on her Instagram right now, Obvi. Let's see here.
No. The post that she puts up. It's a close up of her and Simon. Okay. And the caption says, our relationship began a month ago. Yes, we are crazy in love. I know it's fast, but we are living life each day to its fullest. I choose happiness every morning and every night, tuning out all negative energy and only focus on positive wishes. He makes me so happy, and to me, that is what matters most. For all of you that need facts, I get the optics, but Simon filed for divorce from a previous marriage in January. I had nothing to do with their divorce filing. That's between the two of them. Fallon and I are not friends, and Simon's divorce has been settled. Our relationship is positive, loving is a positive, loving step forward in everybody's lives. Simon and Dennis are committed to being respectful and supportive of my happiness and situation. Blah, 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 blah. So I think what struck everyone was a one-month timeline of romance starting to engagement, A. B, Portia saying that she's not friends with Fallon, when actually Portia was the one who brought Fallon onto the show. And this is just about as shady to me as it gets. This timeline, I think we are all raising eyebrows. Sure, there is such a thing as whirlwind romances. I thought that Portia would have maybe learned a thing or two about a whirlwind romance, and she seems to have declared that she has after the Dennis thing, after really all her guys. She actually has a terrible track record when it comes to men. Like, she has literally never been with any guy who's been good for her. There is one guy who was sort of hot, Todd, but they all were like terrible choices. She has terrible judgment for men. And this is just, you know, I think one thing where I raise my eyebrows about this timeline is that Portia has done a lot of talking about her baby, what's right for her baby, yada, 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 yada. So you're going to tell me this man that you've only been romantically seeing for a month, you are going to just welcome him into your life? This is going to just automatically be the stepfather to this precious child after just 1 month? I don't know. Well, it seems like a bold choice.
Here's what I've learned, because, you know, I've been reading this shit nonstop. Because it's hilarious. The comments are hilarious on every post. Like, I literally crack up on every post. So I've been reading about this nonstop. So apparently, the reason that she even knew Fallon was because Simon is friends with What's-His-Buns, Hot Dog King.
Okay.
They're friends because of business things, and they're just like rich guys, so they know each other or whatever. So they hang out. So they were already hanging out with him, and that's how she knew Fallon. She was just kind of introduced because of them, and I guess was like, hey, you should come be on the show once or twice or whatever. Now, Portia's acting like she was never, she says in some posts, like, I'm not even friends with that girl. I barely knew her. which everyone is pointing to actual footage from the show where it says Portia's friend, which we know is kind of sketchy, right? Because they always say it's somebody's friend. They don't really know each other, okay? Mm-hmm. So it's kind of a Yolanda Foster, Erica Jane thing where they knew each other kind of because of their husbands or whatever, but not really well. So she was hanging out over there. So that's how they know each other. So they've known each other for a while, even if they have just gotten engaged recently. Let's see here. I'm looking. Now, she said that January 2021 is when they got divorced. I'm reading from People magazine. Okay.
Yeah.
So Simon, 56, first filed for divorce from Phelan on January 15th. Husband brings a complaint upon the ground that the marriage between the parties is irretrievably broken. Oh, I was about to say irreconcilably broke. Listen, big words are hard.
They could have changed so much of the nuance there.
Yeah. Either way, it's hard for my big fat tongue to get it out, is the point.
Right.
So less than 1 week later, Simon dismissed his divorce complaint. Then in February, on Valentine's Day, Simon posted a photo of the now estranged couple on Instagram alongside a statement about fighting for love irreconcilably. Just kidding. I'm just going to keep trying to say that word.
You did it.
It took me a lifetime to learn how to love someone unconditionally, even when I did not have examples of that growing up. Okay, so already we're getting the victim language of a fuckboy, which proves that it does not matter how old you are or how far your balls drop onto the ground and drag along while you're just trying to have a Mai Tai at your pool. Okay, a fuckboy is always a fuckboy.
Yeah.
So, and by that I mean making himself the victim in all of this right away. So it's never too late to learn because an empty heart is even more of a greater burden, he wrote in a since deleted post, according to the Atlanta Black Star. I'm still learning. I'm not quite there. And quite frankly, loving someone deeply is not a destination because it does get bumpy. It is a lifetime journey. Try to get comfortable and enjoy much of the ride as possible. Cheers to my fellow brothers that try. Never give up on love. But then on February 19th, he filed for divorce again, alleging that his marriage...
Never give up on love.
...was irretrievably... Yeah. Never give up on love. Just try not to pay it any alimony after it leaves you.
Mm-hmm.
He tried to resolve the issues, but he couldn't. So then in March, by the way, thank you, People magazine. Really great investigative work here.
Right. Getting right into it.
Yeah. About a month later, March 17th, Fallon acknowledged that she had received a divorce complaint. April, Simon and Fallon publicly announced their split. After 2 years of marriage and 5 years of friendship, Simon and I have made the difficult decision to go our separate ways. We are deeply thankful for the impact we've made on each other's lives. You know, please be so nice that to was, us, basically.
That, right, that was April. And now it's May 12th when we're recording this. So, you know, that means according to Portia's timeline, they started hanging out April 12th. I mean, April 12th, that was like not a long time ago. I mean, that was literally a month ago. Could you imagine if you've met someone and now you're engaged at this point and they just got divorced like a week earlier, officially finalized? I think there's some bullshit going on here. And I think also, I believe it was the second episode of the reunion. There was a lot of talk about Kenya and Girl Code. Right. There was talk about, Kenya was out there and Ralph was out there and talking about how Kenya had been flirtatious with Apollo and now with Ralph and yada, yada, yada. And there's just been a lot of talk about Girl Code from Portia. And I have to say, this does not align so well with that. Regardless of what you say, I don't know. This is so messy. It is so messy.
It is. I love it.
Oh, now, yeah, me too.
I mean, I feel like it's not really... I mean, people get divorced all the time. And what we saw of Fallon was basically walking around, like, kind of bragging about all of her money and stuff. Like, she really put me off at first in that pool party episode, which I will remember. But I also remember that she is the victim here just because I like Portia. Okay.
But what about her sparkling personality? Fallon, who captivated all our hearts and minds.
I don't know. I mean, I feel like who cares? Like, why are we going to I think it all kind of comes back to slut shaming in a way, because everybody's going for Portia so hard now. It's like, dude, she was with Dennis for the money at first. You know, it's like she barely knew Dennis. Why are we all surprised that she's jumping into a relationship? She knew Dennis for like 5 minutes and he gave her a couple of nice things and she started asking for a ring immediately. I mean, that was just 2 years ago. It's not like she's got this track record of really getting to know guys. She finds a rich guy and she tries to get the rich guy. You know what? And if I was hot, I would do the same thing. Who the fuck wants to work all the time? Not me.
I think it's just having sat through two seasons of her talking about how much she's improved and how she's been thinking about things and she's grown and matured and this is the new Portia. And we all believe it. And we all believed it. And we still think Portia is great. But we forget that she's also really messy. And for me, I'm just more offended. I'm just more offended that I do feel like she has been self-producing. In fact, there was a post up on the Bravo chat room Instagram, which is actually not the official Instagram. It's just like a fan account that loves that show, apparently.
Yeah.
but the post was a picture of Portia with Simon, and it was like newly engaged, has a new spinoff, has a new man or something like that, and didn't have to talk about it on any of her shows. I'm like, and didn't have to talk about it? This is not a good thing. This is not something that we should be celebrating. I actually feel like Portia, I think that it feels like Portia has not been giving herself over necessarily to the show as much as she should be, which sounds kind of like mean, because it's like you need to give everything to this show.
Yeah,
but I do feel like she's holding back. But let's talk about the timelines though, like, because this is what everyone really is talking about. This is the thing that everyone is. I think a lot of people started relating these timelines to the season we just saw. Right, a lot of people don't believe that they started to see each other in the past month. A lot of people believe that. There probably was
they were cheating and stuff, and he finally left his wife.
Yeah.
Right.
So there are a few conspiracy theories that are popping up, and I think they're all really fun. I don't know which one's true. There's one conspiracy theory that the reason why Portia didn't want to talk about Bolo is that she was already in a relationship with Simon and didn't want to admit that. What do you think about that one? It's a little bit of a stretch.
I think it's a little bit of a stretch. Yeah, I think it's a little bit of a stretch. I mean, and I don't care. I mean, I don't think Simon would really care, right? Like, he's banging all these hot, really young women. I don't think he would hold it against him. I think he'd be like, wow, you got some stripper dick? Right on. I mean, he was still married. What can he say? He was staying right next door with Fallon.
Well, that's also interesting, too. Maybe he went down there with Fallon because he wanted to be near Portia. Maybe the yearning was strong. Simon in that room that Kenya heard.
Maybe, but then Bolo was leaving it in the morning. Like, we saw clips of Bolo leaving in the morning, remember? So
maybe Bolo was with Tanya. It was the perfect cover-up.
That's true. Maybe so. Maybe they were just all banging in the same room. I mean, who knows?
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. I would think that at his age, it's not like he's Jack LaLanne in like Jack LaLanne old guy shape where it's like, yeah, I'm going to fuck your brains out at any time. I mean,
also, you know, the cameras would have caught him walking in and walking out.
I feel like the cameras are trying to tattletale on every single person, so I don't know that they would have hidden it. I do think it's weird that the cast hid it, because you know that if this was going on, the cast knew. Like, some producer told someone in the cast, and Marlo was alluding to a couple of things that she's going to tell that she never really did. Of course, she's just Marlo, so who the fuck knows? But I'm wondering if the cast was kind of standing up for her and keeping stuff quiet.
Looking forward to the next season. First of all, so Portia has a spinoff right now. And, they're saying that this spinoff was already in the works, a 3-episode spinoff. It was already in the works, but now it'll have to incorporate Simon. But this was something that it's a spinoff about Portia, her activism, and her mom and her sister. Is this something that people will want to watch? Will they want to watch it now because of Simon? What are your thoughts?
Oh, people will watch because of the mess, for sure. I mean, I would watch it just for that. I don't know if I would watch it for the other stuff. All the other stuff sounds kind of boring, like to sit down for a reality show to watch, you know? But yeah, for the mess, sure. I mean,
Do you feel like it's going to be messy, though? I don't feel like it's going to be messy. I think it sounds to me actually like a very boring pitch for a show. Like, kind of my nightmare is watching three straight weeks of Portia, Miss Diane, and Lauren sitting in the living room folding baby clothes and just talking about things. With Simon coming in to offer a plate of something, you know?
Yeah, I don't know. The last one was kind of boring, I have to say. I tried with the last spinoff she had, and I was like, bored. And I apparently quit before it got good, because I guess she had some drama with Dennis's mom and stuff, which would have been fun. But I don't know. I'm not really into it. I'm into it on the show to see her get called out. I want to see what Phelan's got. Why do I keep calling her Phelan? It's so rude. Fallon. Sorry.
Fallon.
Oh, I know somebody named Phelan, and so I keep jumping to that. Fallon. Yeah, I don't know, but I want to see people call her out. I mean, I totally feel robbed of it. Someone tweeted at us, you know, after Ronnie was going in so hard on Kenya, I hope that when you talk about this, Ronnie will be contrite, because Portia's just, you know, Portia sucks. Listen, I agree this isn't the best look for Portia. I'm not going to just sit here and fight for Portia blindly no matter what. I mean, she obviously cheated with some girl's husband and then stole his ass. So I'm not going to sit here and say, hey, that's great. Great look, Portia. Not going to say that. None of this means Kenya doesn't suck, okay? And none of this means Kenya did not make the season suck, okay? So I'm standing by that. I will not be contrite about that. But this isn't really the time to go for Kenya.
Yeah, just but I do think that Portia loses some of her upper hand because of this. I think Portia was kind of leaning into moral high ground there. And we forgot.
She wasn't,
she's messy.
Though. She was saying, I don't have to tell you if I fucked the stripper. She wasn't even saying, no, I didn't fuck the stripper. She was just like, why do you care? I'm a single woman. Which, why do you care?
No, but her narrative over the past season, and I would even argue even last season, was about like growing as a person, and now I'm a mother, and I'm going to therapy, and I'm learning and evolving, and yada, yada, yada. I'm coming into my own. And so I think that there's just been an implication. Maybe it was just on me. You know, I can't speak for everyone, but maybe it was on me that, you know, this was like a new, more evolved, slightly more boring Portia. And then this happened. You're like, oh, that's right. Portia is actually very, very messy. And I think that she started to act like she's not messy. She's starting to act like that's behind her. And it's like, no, you were actually very, very messy. And we know that there's more to this. I'm sorry. I know, Ronnie, you're usually more the conspiracy theorist here, but I fully believe that they were having an affair. I 100% believe it, and I look forward to it. Well, now I'm going to get myself in a tizzy, because I'm looking forward to seeing it next season. But there's a part of me that thinks that this will all get sidestepped, that Portia will refuse to shoot or refuse to talk about it on the show, or maybe she won't even show up to, I don't know. I'm a little worried that this is not going to be given the treatment that I want. And my only hope is Kenya Moore. Because unlike Real Housewives of Beverly Hills, where you know, Erica is in a whole big poop storm right now, but she doesn't really have anyone who kind of wants to really to make her face the music on that show. I think there's gonna be like a performative, perfunctory attempt at that to make the women look like they're gonna confront her. But I think they all want to protect her. But at least on Atlanta, Kenya wants to go in. And so we have – Kenya is our greatest asset right now to get to the bottom of this. And I have to pray that next season we do, because this season was bad and we need something. We need something. Yeah.
Well, my problem with Kenya is just making a huge deal out of stupid little things and then just running them into the ground all season long. Mm-hmm. This is not one of those things.
She has something good. Yeah.
This is something good. So that's different, you know. I'm actually really excited to see Kenya's work on the next season, you know. So
yeah.
That's just there you go. That's my Housewives fandom.
I hope so. My last question. Do you think / do you want Fallon to get a peach? Do you think she'll get a peach, and is that something you would want? Or do you think she'll just be a friend of?
I have a feeling she'll still just be a friend of, if she's even back at all. She might not even be back at all, because they didn't show her again this season, which was weird. So do you think production was covering for her by not bringing that girl back? Or do you think they were like, oh, you had a fight and tried to beat somebody with a golf club? So you don't, 'cause that's the last we saw of Fallon, right?
Yeah, I tend to think that production sort of gathers various different friends of, and it's like, okay, whoever pops the most is going to really be the one that we highlight. So in this case, it was LaToya, and we had some Tanya. I don't think she'll get a peach. I don't know if her personality really popped the way anyone cared. She did.
It didn't pop until it literally popped, like until she went crazy and like tried to get LaToya with that golf club.
Yeah, she literally had to dress up like Medusa to be interesting.
Yes, but that was my favorite meme, actually, because, you know, every time something like this happens on Bravo, there's thousands of memes that come out. And the meme factory has been so good for this. One of them is when Fallon was dressed as Medusa and ran by Portia, and one of her snakes fell on the ground. And it just shows Portia looking back behind her on the floor. And it says, the moment that Portia started picking out the new kitchen floor.
I suspect Fallon would be friend of, but I also would not be surprised if Portia exerts some sort of sway, some power, and is like, if you have Fallon on, I'm not going to shoot the show, which again is bullshit. I don't support that, but you know, we'll cross that bridge when we come to it.
Yeah, let's get mad at that if that happens, because you know, these shows, let's not forget, this is a Real Housewives show, and they really do the hero villain thing quite well, and they never just leave anybody as a hero the whole time, you know. And so this was Portia's hero season, and next season has to be your villain season. Whether or not this really happened, they're going to be coming for Portia next. That's just how the factory, you know, that's how the factory turns out the hot dogs. But in some final news, this is coming from Le Dos Online, the famous French publication with some of the best literary work of our time. Real Housewives of Atlanta star Phelan. Okay, that's going a little far.
Yeah.
Real Housewives of Atlanta star Fallon proposes to secret boyfriend hours after her former friend Portia Williams announced engagement to her ex-husband. Which is, you know, I don't know. It says she was filmed proposing to her secret boyfriend hours after her former friend revealed she was dating her ex-husband. Try to keep up.
Wow. And the new boyfriend? Peter's Brew. I'm just going to say it. Peter. You know, he's waiting for his way back in.
Oh, God. Well, this girl is so beautiful and so young. I mean, I'm glad for her. And this guy seems a little more age appropriate. The two then posed for a series of photos while her fiancé showed off the ring box. Ooh. Now, this is kind of also lending credence to Portia's claim that they were already over and done with. Because this says she had a secret boyfriend. And they're already engaged, so maybe this was over and done with a long time ago. I don't know. Okay.
You know what? I don't know, but what I do request is that this all comes out on the show, because Atlanta needs a lifeline, and this is exactly what everyone's been asking for. So, a really fun scandal to kick off our week. We're very happy with it. Let's get into Real Housewives of New York, because that is what we're actually here to do today.
It's time for a commercial. It's time for a Crappens commercial.
Shall we get into that?
Yes, let's do it. Real Housewives of New York City.
Okay, now, Real Housewives of New York, getting a little slow, a little slow out of the gate, a little sort of, a casual mosey.
Mosey out the gate.
I'm a little concerned that if the show is relying on things that I hate from Beverly Hills, like, oh my God, you look amazing. You look amazing. I don't know where that came from. I don't know why we're seeing that. I'm assuming that they are trying to fill out this episode order. Did not like that. I think that's always a bad sign when we have to sit and watch them be like, oh my God, you look fabulous. Like, we are literally not here for that. We're not here to see how people look. I'm a little concerned that tonally, I feel like they're leaning into Leah tonally. Like, now we're going to all be young. And now Luann and Ramona and Sonia are kind of trying to be like young and hip. And it's just setting off some red flags in my head. Again, it's sort of take me to a Beverly Hills place. Like, this is a show to me about obnoxious older women who are terrible. And we wonder what's going on. I don't know if I need to see Ramona in pasties necessarily, but
yeah, you don't.
I always have faith in this show.
You know what? I think America has been waiting for that. You know, it's just like, you know what we need to top off this shit year? Ramona's boobs. I mean, that's really all we need. Yeah, I agree with you. A little boring, but I still was cracking up the whole time, so I'm going to stick with that. I'm going to say what I said last week was they just need more people. I mean, you've got the three who are like besties no matter what, the older ladies, and then you've got the two younger ladies that are, you know, Ebony's kind of like, what the fuck is this? Which I don't blame her. And Leah is, they're kind of thinking Leah's the star somehow, which is confusing me. I guess because she did have a really good first season, and she's not doing too bad on her second, but this, you're right, this is an older lady show. I don't watch the Golden Girls to, you know, for the Blanche's son is gay storyline. You know what I mean? Like, nobody watches it for that.
Yeah, I'm a little concerned that they have misjudged what we're here for. But like you, it's Amelia concern. I'm not like, this show sucks. I'm not going to turn the show, because we know the show is still stacked with talent and it's still great and hilarious. So that was overall impressions. So now we dive into it. And one thing that I noticed in the opening credits this time, you know, last week was the premiere and we talked about the opening lines. But this year I noticed when Luann did her line where she goes, "Of all my vices, being glamorous is one I'll never give up." And we see an image of her just sitting there with fake snow falling on her head. Like, look at me, glamorous and fake snow. I'm like, this has nothing to do with glamour.
Literally being littered on. How glamorous.
Yeah. So
we're at Ebony's, and she's giving her dog a carrot, okay? And then Leah shows up in a big, huge pink bow thing, and she's like, I'm wearing this for you because you're, like, the pageant queen. And then they're like, ha, 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 And then we get a look at Ebony's apartment, and she tells us that she's not really a downtown gal, but she moved to Tribeca to please her ex. And, you know, here's the master bedroom. I don't even sleep in here because this was for me and my ex, and I just can't bear to sleep in there anymore. And Leah's like, if my ex was paying for this fucking place, I'd be fucking strangers in there. Okay. Yeah. I don't know what this lady's thinking, which I agree with.
Yeah. Also, Ebony's dog is named Carrie James, Carey. And I was like, that is such a unique name for a dog. And I was going to like snicker about it because I was like, Carrie James. And then I was like, what if it's named after someone very important in history? So then I looked up Carrie James on the internet. And Carrie James, as far as I can tell, is an actor who starred in the movie Cougar Cult and also Wicked Stepbrother and actor/model and Giant Killer Bees. So.
Giant Killer Bees. That's what did it for me. I had no interest in Carrie James until you got to that part. And I'm like, whoa, okay. So accomplished is what you're saying. Very accomplished.
I'm sure it's probably a tribute to like someone in her family, but I just like that. I thought I was going to be finding someone important in history. And because I just feel like Ebony would name her dogs after someone important. And then I was like, who is this important person? And like, oh, it's the star of Giant Killer Bees.
Yeah. So Ebony is talking about how she was supposed to be here with the boyfriend who she wanted to marry, but then COVID hit and she realized that he didn't see her as family. He saw his kids as family because he went to stay with the kids. And she says people are here for a season, a reason, or a lifetime, which, you know, I get that. But eventually I would guess that his kids are going to be your stepkids or whatever. So. Maybe, I don't know. I always say if you really still like him, try and work it out. But what do I know? I think the point is I'm single all the time. I don't know how it works.
I think you're supposed to choose
your kids, though, during COVID. I think you are. I guess that's my point. Like, when a pandemic hits and he chooses his kids, I don't think that that's a reason to break up with the guy. I think that's what he's supposed to do. I think if he chose his girlfriend over the kids, wouldn't that be bad?
Well, it's not just the kids. He chose the kids and New Jersey. And I think that's when she realized... You know what? My trajectory is Real Housewives of New York and not Franklin Lakes. I think this relationship is not going to work out. I need a guy who wants to, who's not only going to hunker down with me, but is going to make his kids come into New York City to hunker down, not take me to New Jersey.
Okay.
So I think it was that she suddenly realized, oh, there's a fundamental chasm in our relationship, and it's called the Hudson River, and I'm not crossing the GW Bridge for it.
There is a breaking point in this relationship, and it's called Hoboken. Okay? I'm out.
There's a path out of this relationship, and it's literally a path train.
Yeah, so they start talking about her first introduction to the girls, and she's like, well, your friends are like you said. I mean, Sonia's a lot, and I mean, she just gave me a full up and down when she met me, and, you know, I'm used to it, I guess. I mean, it's not just from white women, but all women, because women do that to each other. And then we see the clip of Sonia doing that, and she just was like, oh, hi, you look great, or whatever. So, I don't know.
Did not look to me like a, but I also know that when you're on the receiving end of those things, you feel like someone has taken a Klieg light and shined it in your eyes, be like, hello, new person.
Yeah, that's
like,
true.
You feel it. You feel it, you know? Also, I just want to point out that Kerry James, the dog, was eating, or I think it was Kerry James, or did Leah bring her dog? Some dog was eating a cherry tomato off the tray, and that kind of grossed me out. I did not
like that.
My dog
loves a vegetable, but if he eats it off the tray, I'll turn him into meat.
I was like, is anyone gonna stop this dog from eating? Not only just like eating a cherry tomato, it was like putting its like, it was like trying to get it with its mouth. So it was like, so its like entire mouth was like in all the cherry tomatoes. I was like, this is, it's there's a pandemic, okay? And that goes for dogs.
Well, dogs, that mouth has been in poop, but so have the cherry tomatoes. So you know what?
Yeah,
there you go. So then Leah's like, well, what about Ramona? Because that's the one I'm kind of worried about. And she's like, no, Ramona was totally pleasant. I mean, she said she felt a vibe with me. And Leah's like, bullshit. That was bullshit. Yeah. She goes, yeah, that felt a little unjustified, I guess. But
yeah. So Annette is saying how she's surprised she was invited to the Hamptons, which is funny because I'm like, you're a cast member, but that's fine. So Sonia, Ebony's basically saying that Sonia and Ramona are not like her normal friends. She's like, honey, I don't even have this many white women that I hang out with on a regular basis. But that, you know, that being said, I could be in any space, bitch. Leah's like, so everything's going fine so far in the episode. We have a dog eating a cherry tomato. There's some chit chat. And then something is said that makes the hair stand up on the back of my neck, which is Leah saying, I was supposed to go to Burning Man, but I couldn't, so I want to have a Burning Man themed dinner. I'm like, why are you doing this to us? Why?
Why? Do you think that this show isn't awkward enough already with Ramona and Sonia in it? You don't need to come up with reasons for them to be more awkward. They're already going to be awkward, okay?
Also, Burning Man is so
stinky. Yeah, Burning Man's like for stinky people, and I don't approve of it. And it's also for like heavy drug use and alcohol and stuff. So, you know, I'm sure that sober people go there too. But if my sober friend was like, you know what I'm gonna do? Go to Burning Man. I would be a little worried.
Listen, I feel like this show is not appreciating how lucky we have been to have a year without Burning Man photos. Here's what I've enjoyed. Okay. Coronavirus has been terrible. There have been a few silver linings. No Coachella photos, no Burning Man photos on Facebook or Instagram. If you don't have friends that post those, consider yourself lucky, because those of us who do, everyone's like, here's 100 photos of me in the desert. And I think you're going to really enjoy. Oh, look, I'm in a wacky costume. I'm on an RV. Oh, here's a metal sculpture. Art. Isn't this amazing? And you're like, it's like just the worst version of Mad Max I've seen. I'm sorry. I know people go there and have an amazing time, and I respect that it's an amazing time, but it does not translate on social media. I'm sorry to say. And I don't want to see that recaptured. And luckily, it's not recaptured in any vague sense on this show. But we'll get to that.
Well, Burning Man, you know, it's just one of those things that it just looks stinky. It looks gross. It looks like it would hate me. Like, I feel like people would bully me there, even though everyone's supposed to be really nice. Because every time you see pictures, it's like people who are really hot and work out a lot and like little thongs and shit. I just feel like people would hate me and be mean to me. And it's outside in August. It's in August, right?
No deodorant, so by the way. A week of no deodorant.
Yeah, it's like 110 degrees in the desert. I mean, it sounds terrible. So I was looking it up because I was thinking, you know, I'm never going to go. So maybe I'll see more what it's like if I look up terms from Burning Man. Okay, it's in Black Rock City. They named it Black Rock City, so there's that.
Yep.
A burner is a Burning Man devotee.
Yep.
Okay. A Calexodus is the process of collecting valuable unused supplies such as water, bacon, toilet paper, cannabis, booze, and other party favors from departing attendees.
Did you say water, bacon? Did you say bacon?
Water. Yeah, water, comma, bacon, toilet paper, cannabis. Like, okay.
Bacon, okay, sure.
So that's gross. It's just basically people, you know, throwing your old shit at people. And then Darktard, Darkwad, Speed Bump, those who walk or bike at the playa at night without proper illumination. Okay. Then...
What? I'm sorry. I left my flashlight at home. Darkwad. Okay, I'm sorry. Okay. Don't have my illumination. Okay, you know what? You know what? I'm illuminated. Whoa. Ronnie, you know what? This reminds me of this one time I was a little girl and I went out into the woods. It's late at night and I brought my little lantern and I ran into a big bad wolf. And it turns out the big bad wolf was Geraldine Parsons Smith. And she said, what are you doing out here with the lantern? And she knocked it out of my hands. To this day, I'm always afraid to hold a lantern or a flashlight because I'm afraid I'll find Geraldine Parsons Smith in the woods. Okay? I'm sorry. Okay, I'm a dark wad.
You know what? Then I got cold. A bike tard, okay? Nobody likes that. Or a dark tard. Is that what it is? Not very nice, one, by the way, Bernie.
Wait, it's called dark tard?
A dark tard, yeah. Well, they haven't gotten the memo, okay? They get memos way later in Burning Man.
Burning Man is very progressive on everything except...
except horrible terminology you should never use. Okay, so DMV, the Department of Mutant Vehicles, another thing I hate. They're like, wow, let's make a Southwest Airlines plane into a bike car. No.
Literally.
Okay, I can get through some of these, but I wanted to tell you when I was officially done with this. If I'm not done by everything else I've just said, this did it in for me. Nose taters. Small to medium-sized globules that are formed in the nose by a combination of playa dust and nasal mucus. Go fuck yourself, Burning Man, okay? Mm-mm. I don't need Mm-mm. you. I'm going to stay at non-burning home, okay? That's where I'll be. Nose taters. Get the fuck out of here. When you have to name the shit that comes out of your nose because of the damn party you're at, no.
I agree. Oh, there's a lizard outside. No. Speaking of dark wads,
there's a real platina out there. As they would say.
Wow, I just got it was this big ass long lizard, really perfect for this show. It's like, hello, are we talking about the Burning Man Party of the Hamptons? Because I have a lot to say. I got really excited about that. Big ass lizard. It was like a big one. Oh, this is Crappins on Demand, guys, by the way. Sorry, there's no image of the lizard on here, but if you're looking at it was this big.
Okay.
Like this big outside. Okay. Let's settle down. Ronnie, I did look up these terms, and there is, I think you mentioned it, but there's dark tard and dark wad, and I will use dark wad and not dark tard because, you know, that's how I roll.
Okay? You're a good person. Sorry. Okay.
So Leah goes, I don't think there's.
Oh.
Yo, sorry. I was just going to say, Leah goes, I don't think there's a chance in hell that these women would ever wind up in the desert doing drugs. So why not bring Burning Man to the Hamptons? Because it's Real Housewives of New York, and we don't need Burning Man in the Hamptons. It also doesn't work. Burning Man doesn't work in the Hamptons. It doesn't. That's why you don't do it. It doesn't work. Sorry.
So let's go to Sonia's townhouse. She's there with poor imprisoned Zoe, okay, who just wants to call her mother. And yes. They're getting ready because Alita's coming over to start the healing.
Yes, Alita St. James, who sounds like she should have like an R&B album. And so she arrives, and Sonia is just realizing that, you know, after daily meditation and yoga, she just realized that her energy is just a little bit off. And so she wants to get back on track. So Alita comes by, and Alita has brought an assistant who looks like Thomas Middleditch from Silicon Valley. I was like, oh, so that's what he's up to these days. Helping out
he's
a healer.
Back. Yeah, he's back. He's not sexually harassing anybody at the moment, so that's good. Yeah. You're doing a good job in the scene so far, Thomas.
Okay. So far.
Also, how creepy was this guy? He's like standing there in a trench coat, just nodding creepily with a rolly suitcase. I think Alita has started kidnapping children too, because that's what he looked like. I was like, is this one of Sonya's assistants or whatever, interns?
Yeah, it's like a world of interns. Yeah. So they go into this room, and Sonia's like, well, this is my ex, Jim, and you know, I had to call you because even though I've moved on, you know, because you know I don't live in the past. Anyway, that was where he kept his favorite barbells, and that's where he would wipe himself down. Oh, and there, that was where he sprained his back once. But anyway, I don't live in the past, but please take a seat and please don't disrupt the museum. Thank you.
Welcome to 24 Hours Ago Fitness. okay? We don't live in the past. And Alita's like, you're so in tune with yourself. You really are, Sonya. I mean, just look at you. So, you know what? Let's get into some deep stuff here. You have a tremendous amount of power in your butt muscles because I think you just fussed on me, all right? I smell it. Just lay down, all right? Just lay down, okay?
So, and then, like, in the middle of this, there's, like, a random moment where they're, like, Thomas Middleditch opens the door and Marley comes running in. Like, all this is a big Marley episode. I felt like Marley got a lot of close-ups, was all in the action. And so Marley comes running in. Sonya goes, get in, you loser.
What power, Sonya? What power you've got inside of you? Have you brought your crystals from Portugal? Are those your crystals from Portugal? She's like, no, not from the Brazil, okay? Because those are on my ceiling now, okay?
Naturally.
Yeah. And Sonya's like, get out, trench coat, because Alita wants him to have some alone time. So she's like, go, trench coat.
So Sonya's talking about being ready for things, and she's saying how the pandemic has helped her be ready, and she's like, you know, I spent months in the desert, I did colonics. It's a very, like, desert healing themed episode, to be honest.
Yeah.
And Alita goes, like,
oh, sorry.
Yeah, she goes, well, your subconscious is in your colon, you know, your colon and your brain are connected, you know, that's why they say leaky gut, crazy brain. Like, do they say that?
Well, you know, I say leaky gut, Ramona, you pooped yourself in your white pants. But you know what? To each his own. A saying's a saying.
You know, it's like that saying, diarrhea of the mouth, shat on your chair. Is that a saying?
Yeah, well, the brain and the colon are connected. You know, this is from India. It has very feminine energy, and it's a crystal. And she's like, oh, great, because, you know, I really need to do more for myself. Sonya, you just spent 4 months wandering around the desert getting colonics. I think that's like the definition of doing shit for yourself.
Yeah, you are an unemployed housewife on the Upper East Side of New York. Like, doing things for yourself is what you do.
Yeah.
So Alita's like, so what feels sad for you on a personal level? And so she starts to cry. And Sonya, who doesn't live in the past, is like, oh, well, you know, I had stability with my husband. He loved me. There was makeup and then no makeup. And then he made me feel secure and loved. And then I was gone. It was over. And, like, I mean, it's sad because this is a woman who's incapable of moving on from this relationship. And it has haunted her for season after season. And I don't know if she's ever going to get over it. I don't know what it's going to take. But she is really damaged by it.
I don't know. She is super damaged and it feels mean to be mean, but you know what? That's what being mean is. So I'm going to be mean. Mm-hmm. When you describe your relationship as he really loved me, you know, I could wear makeup or no makeup. I could have a bra or no bra. I'm like, oh my God, it's like The Notebook. It really, really is. That's the extent. I mean, would she be this upset if it was some poor old guy? No. You know, this was a rich as fuck, old ass guy. And so Alita's like, well, what happened after that? And she's like, he was gone. He was just gone. She's like, it's okay. And I'm like, well, this is actually a step forward for Sonya, right? Because it looks like she's actually going to work through something for once. And she goes, it was over and I knew I couldn't change it. Is he dead? No, but he's gone to me. And then she goes into this. I had to make a choice, you know? I mean, there are other women who just shut up and put up. I mean, did I make the right decision by leaving him? Oh, no, Sonya, you did not leave him. Mm. No, you did not leave him. Are you really trying to act like you left him? No, you didn't. Okay, you left him alone while he was, like, dying of a broken hip or something, and you were partying in the south of France or whatever. That's what the story was, right? And that she wouldn't come back. She wouldn't come back, and so he was like, fuck you. I'm going to marry your best friend instead.
Wow. So,
wasn't it?
I don't know. I learned it all from you. No, that's the story you've said before, and that's what I go with. But I was, in my mind when she was saying that, I was like, wasn't there something that she was responsible for in this?
Yeah. Either way, Dorinda was like, you were out there fucking around in the south of France, mm-hmm. and that's where you lost your husband. All right, slipper lady, with words out of you, you never put someone's regalness on a slipper. I would never put Ralph's tartan on my slipper. I would never do it.
So now Sonya's anxious about her money. She's anxious about Century 21 falling through, and she's just in a bad place. So Alita brings out some sort of, like, timpani drum or whatever. She's like, brr, brr, brr. And then Marley's like, arf, arf, Murph! And it's just like there's clattering and chimes, and it's a whole sound thing. And, you know, Sonya feels better.
She literally has like a thing that looks like a crystal dildo. And Sonya's like, I think Ramona bought me one of these one time. She has like a cowbell. She has like little, little dingy ding, like anything that will make noise. This whole episode is like you'll feel better if there's just a lot of noise around you. Okay. These women live in New York City. They will not feel better with a lot of noise. There's already a lot of noise around them.
You will feel better if you go to Ben Mandelker's third grade music class right now. Okay, so you have maracas, you have a tambourine, you have a glockenspiel. That's what it was, essentially.
A glockenspiel.
It was like Barbara Brofsky doing her little orchestra with us, being like, blong, 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 blong. That was my music teacher, Barbara Brofsky.
What was I going to say about this? Have you seen the Instagrams of Sonya at Josh's house for $1 million listing LA? Oh my God.
You know, I saw that that was a thing and I decided I wasn't going to look at it because it doesn't compel me.
It's so crazy. She's so crazy. She got wasted and then went up to her room and went to sleep in the bathtub, leaving the bathtub on. So it flooded his, ceiling. So they're going to have to get a new ceiling. She broke his Emmy. Everything.
He has an Emmy?
Uh-huh. I guess.
For what?
She broke it. I don't know. He got TV-ness. I don't know.
See, that's the thing. This is a slow start to the season, but we got Sonya Morgan. We got Sonya. We got Ramona. We got Luann. We'll be fine.
Yeah, so now we go to it'll be fine.
Yeah, and so then we go to Leah's apartment, and she's packing up, and her daughter is sitting there, and she's like, Leah tells her daughter, so you know how like Aunt Sarah met Russ at Burning Man? And I'm already like, no. This is, I can't imagine if my aunt and uncle met at Burning Man. I know it's a thing. I know and I accept it. I know people in our audience do that, but I cannot literally imagine if like my aunt and uncle met at Burning Man. It blows my mind.
That's her. So then over at Sonya, this is the packing segment. Everybody's getting packed. So then we go to Ramona's house in Southampton. And she's like, you know what? Why is there food on the floor in the living room? It's not where food goes, okay? Food goes in the kitchen. Why is it here on the floor? And then it says, hospitality director, Michelle. And she's like, I don't know. I don't know who put it there. I didn't put it there. Well, let's get in the kitchen, okay, Diana? I mean, come on.
So then Ramona says, I have this great hospitality director who agreed to work with me every day, okay? So I don't have to wake up with funny things in bowls, bottles all out, and food out, okay? And I was like, things, funny things in bowls? That's a very specific thing. And then they show a flashback to last year. I was like, oh, that's right.
The dildo and the chicken. Yeah.
So Ramona... So at this point, we don't know what's going on because Ramona is wearing this bright green vest with this like furry fringe and she has like figure skater makeup on. Why is Ramona dressed like this? And they this is bad. They're really trying to be hip like Leah. They're really trying to go for it. Why is Ramona dressed like this?
And the poor hospitality director, Michelle, is trying to be fun with Ramona and you just can't because Ramona hates anybody that she's not pretending to like at that moment. Right. You know, she's so fucking rude to every person in service. We've seen it over and over. The lady's just drawing with her. She's like, well, you look fabulous and that's the important part. It's like, quiet, Danielle, okay? Floor fooder put her on her. Okay, who does that? Who does it?
I can't believe I invited all the girls to come for 5 days, okay? But you know what? The city's a really weird place right now, okay? Everything's shut down. And Hamptons, my home, we can have a good time here and not feel so constricted the way we are in New York. We can pretend it's the ocean and not wear masks, okay? Because I don't wear masks in the ocean, okay?
You know what? And even that girl's coming, and contrary to what all the other girls think, I really like that slutty girl. What's her name? You know, the hooker face one who throws raviolis? Mia. You know what? I really like Mia, and I'm excited to watch her burn a man. Okay? You know what? And so then she goes outside and screams,
it's
gonna be fun!
And Ramona's thing now is to say, bring it. She's gonna bring it. So she says, you know what? I decided that, like, since this is a Burning Man theme party, I'm gonna bring it. And she does this thing with her fingers. She like does like a wind up with her fingers. She does like, it's like she's almost like ushering in a very small plane. She does a wind up with her fingers. And like, it's like finger pistols. I'm like, I'm going to bring it. Okay. I'm like, whoa, Ramona. She's excited.
So Leah goes to pick up Ebony so they could drive together. And Leah's really tired emotionally because her grandma's dying, which is super sad. And not really helping this episode pick up any. So that's really sad. So they talk about that, and she says that she's had really good end of life convos with her and all that good stuff. And she's like, I just hope I'm nice to the ladies, because like, if I'm like feeling a certain way, I can't like pretend that I'm not like feeling like that.
So. Don't try to sell us on it, Leah. Okay. She's really trying to sell us on the fact that she's going to still be entertaining even though she's sober. So then Luann goes and picks up Sonia. And she's like, oh, hi, sweetheart. You need some help? Oh, look at that hat. Whoa. You know, I feel like the Hamptons is going to be a good trip for us, because being under one roof, I can see what's really going on with Sonia and kind of gauge where her head's at. Sort of see what kind of cabaret she's been listening to and figuring out whether or not we need to adjust her her taste levels. You know what I'm saying?
You know what? You can always tell how Sonia's doing financially by the amount of silver she steals from your home when she comes to visit. So this is a chance for us to really gauge how poor Sonia is. So I'm looking forward to that. So then Leah and Ebony show up, and Ramona's like doing out this whole set in the backyard. And Ramona has lost Coco. And she's like, Diane, do you know where Coco is? Okay, I don't see Coco anywhere. She goes, I'm Michelle. She goes, yeah, Diane, Coco's sleeping in the bedroom, okay?
And I like that she goes, Coco, Coco. I don't even know why I'm yelling. She can't hear me anyway. Like, this is the first dog to become voluntarily deaf, by the way.
The dog actually was fine, but after living with Ramona a lot, it just kept like sticking its ears in the electric sockets.
So, yeah, so Leah and Ebony arrive, and they meet Michelle, the hospitality expert, whatever her official name is. And Michelle's like, by the way, Ramona, Coco's sleeping in the bedroom. Okay, you know what? Can you pick her up for me, Diane? Because she needs to eat, okay? She needs to eat right now, okay, Diane?
So Leah's really impressed with the whole setup in the backyard. And, you know, she's like, wow, this is like a really, like, crispy-haired olive branch. You know, look at Ramona. She even got her hair done for it, you know. So then they're drinking champagne.
For you, Leah, I got up at 7:30 a.m. in the morning, okay? I said, if I'm going to do it, I'm going to bring it, okay?
Bring it.
Bring it. Right? You ever heard that expression?
Bring it.
Bring it.
So they take a look around outside, and Ebony's brought a gift, and Ramona's like, oh, champagne. Whoa. So then Ramona tells us, you know what? Something about that girl, Ebony? Like, I have a gut feeling about it. That's it. You know, sometimes you get a gut feeling. Okay? That's it. It's my gut.
It's like Mario. I had a gut feeling about him, and look how that turned out. Pretty okay, okay? So now they're in the backyard, and she's like, you know what? It's like a wonderland of beauty back here. And the backyard is getting set up, and it looks nothing like Burning Man whatsoever. It just looks like a Hamptons party.
It looks like a really beautiful LA Moroccan setup, right? It's like got the tent and the lanterns. And the
Are we turning to Ina Garten for Burning Man decor? We're not. But that's basically what's happening here, okay? So Leah's like, wow, this is like really amazing. No, you know what? It's amazing. No. It's phenomenal, okay? No. It's, I'm bringing it, okay? It's amazing.
You know what, Diane? She's like, I'm Michelle. I meant Diana. No, it's Michelle. Okay. Diane, Dana. You know what? I get my help wrong. That's it. Get my help wrong. Sorry, okay? And Ebony's like, did she just say she gets her help wrong?
She's like, it's 2020. Nobody uses the help. It's derogatory and demeaning. Has anyone seen the help? Not the movie. The actual help that's around here. Her name is Diana and Maria and Janessa. Anyone seen her? No. Okay.
Meanwhile, Leah's just used to it. It doesn't even ping her radar. You just see her sniff. She like gets a piece of steak and she's like, sniffs it.
So they're just eating lunch, and Ramona's like oddly nervous. She's like antic, you know? And Leah's like, are you nervous? And she was like, no, I'm excited. Just that, you know what? Like Sonia and Luann, they're just like, they're late. And Ebony goes, tardy for the party. And I was like, how dare you bring Kim Zolciak into the show, Ebony?
How dare you, ma'am? And Leah's like, well, then they shouldn't get the best rooms if they're going to be late. She's like, but you know what? I already promised her, okay? I can't have that shit all year this year, okay? So Ebony is a lawyer. So she's like, well, that was a verbal promise and it wasn't conditional. So then Luann and Sonia are in the car. And Luann's like, you know, I really like Ebony. I didn't really know how that would go, but I like her. I like her.
Yeah. And she's just driving, and then it's like, boom! She goes, did you see that? I think I ran over one of my fans. Can you believe it? You know, that is the price of fame. You have so many fans everywhere, on the streets, literally in the middle of the highways. All right, take me away to jail. I guess I'm guilty. Guilty of running over one of my millions of fans. Take me away, officer.
Sonya's like, yeah, straddle it. Feels good. She's like, so volcanic. I mean, oh, that guy just lifted me off. Did you see that? Well, he's cute. Hello. Thank you for liking the music.
She says, because I guess it's like a multi-part thing that, I don't know, she like swerves out of the way of something. And she goes, did you see that? It was like a volcano. Man, it was like a newspaper, probably. Look at that volcano in the middle of the LIE.
So then back at Ramona's, Ramona's like, whoa, you what? Heather might come, okay? She might spend the night at two. And Leah's like, cool. She's like, well, you know, she's very excited, okay? You know what? Normally when you say Heather's coming, everyone's going, whoa, Heather? Heather's coming. I'm just kidding. No one ever does that, but you seem mad. Guy, and she's like,
you might know her. She's the girl who once said, motherfucker. Whoa, she learned that in prison, I think.
You know, she's the girl without central air conditioning. Okay,
she says, holla.
She loves holla bread. That's it. Okay, so Ebony's like, who are you guys talking about? And Leah's like, well, I don't really know her well. But, well, what I do know is that she was, like, talking shit about Luann on her podcast. Like, she said Luann does hard drugs. I mean, that's crazy. It's like, it's not crazy.
Leah, don't say that you don't know her well and then you can cite things that she said on her podcast, okay? Because, like, even we can't cite things that Heather said on her podcast, and we do this for a living.
Well, they showed the headlines because, as we find out later, they've all got the Google alerts. So Heather was talking about the famous vacation and Scary Island and no, not Scary Island, the pirate vacation.
Yeah. Pirate Island or whatever.
Yeah.
It was like St. Bart's or St. Thomas or St. John's or St. Marlo Thomas.
Yeah. St. Marlo Thomas. I like that.
Yeah. So, so she's like, she literally said that Luann does hard drugs. And Ramona, as you just mentioned, goes, you know what? I did read that because I get these things that are called Google Alerts. I don't know if you got it. It's on something that like I like to call the internet. I don't know if you've heard about that at all. Have you heard about it?
Yeah. She's like, yes, we're familiar, Ramona. She goes, you know, if you're someone who like blabs about someone doing hard drugs, like I'm not going to trust you, which I get, you know, like if you're doing hard drugs on a weekend, that's your damn right. And you shouldn't have to worry about your friends going and telling everybody, you know, you should have some kind of secret. Now, then again, don't do drugs around people named, you know, that or anything like Heather. Okay.
Yeah.
Heather, who tries to baby spoon feed everybody with meatballs. Okay. Remember when she did that to Bethany? She's like, here, Bethany, try a meatball. Here.
Want some
she's like,
hummus?
Oh, my God. Get that the fuck away from my face. Oh, my God.
You know what? God bless Heather Thompson, because how lucky were we to see someone just totally baby Bethany and her not know what to do. I don't want to try it. My walls are up. My walls are up. Like, I think we are lucky that we had that moment.
So then she's like, yeah, I don't trust her because she's talking about this cast in the press all the time. Like, thirsty. So Leah's like, well, then I guess I should admit that I also invited a couple people tonight. And Ramona's like, oh? Just starts like pushing food around with her fork, like her eyes are about to pop out of her head. She's like, oh,
who did you invite? And Leah's like, I invited Elise and my sister. And so we get an Elise flashback, which is, of course, you know, we love an Elise flashback. And then we also get a flashback of Sarah in Newport talking to Ramona. And she goes, so we haven't really met, and I just feel like estranged that you're ignoring me, and it's just like you're just like statically ignoring me. Everyone goes, whatever.
And it's like, just kidding. So they go to unpack, and they get the tour. You know, they get the tour of the house. Ramona's like, you know what? The best thing is when you come up the stairs and you can see outside, because I get these things called windows. Okay. So amazing. Guy.
You know what? You know what? I didn't use a contractor, even though they wanted to work with me because they kind of all have a crush on me. Because you know what? I'm ageless. Okay. I'm sorry, but I'm ageless. But I said, you know what, contractor? I'm going to do it by myself because I'm a woman who supports another woman. Okay. And that woman is me. Okay. And you know what? I'm good at it. And it's fun. It's fun. Okay. So bring it. It's fun. It's
Ebony's like, skylight. She goes, yeah, you know what? I broke that out over there. I did that myself. But the skylight,
Oh my God. It's so fun. You can hear your voice echo. Like when I say it's fun, I hear my voice say back, what about the skylight? It's fun. I love it.
Bring it. Okay.
Contracted by myself.
She's like, Ramona, listen, I don't know. I wonder if my voice decibel is too low and you just don't hear me. She's like, what? Actually, I have a hearing problem, okay? I had this ear infection. She goes, okay, I won't take it personally then. She goes, I think she has a listening problem, not an ear problem. But I will, you know, I will just wait for Miss Ramona. You know, I'll give her some time or something like that. And then, of course, like, whoa, it's a bidet. You know what? And Sonia's like, can you pleasure yourself with that? Like, literally everything to Sonia is about that. It's like, well, I know. You know what? And then I put in the shower head. Can I fuck myself with it? Yeah. You know what? And then this thing is called the toilet paper roll. Can I fuck myself with it?
This is a sink. Can I fuck myself? So Ebony's like, you know, I'm seeing some things about Ramona I really like. But I'm also seeing things I don't like calling the lovely Michelle, who's there to help her, the help. So then Luann
shows
up.
Oh, God. I mean, like, all I could think is, like, well, have fun because you've got quite a season coming up.
This is like, the tip of the iceberg.
Yeah. If you're already mad, you're going to be freaking out soon. Good luck.
Yep. So then Luann shows up. Huh, I can't believe I'm back here at Ramona's house. Can you believe it, Ramona? My very good girlfriend. Sorry, the producers made me say that. We are such good friends now. Such wonderful friends. I love her deeply. Girlfriends, that's the theme of the season. Girlfriends.
You know what? You said you were going to come at one, then it's two, then it's three. That's how numbers work, Ramona. Well, look at you. You look cute. And Sonya's like, yeah, you never cease to surprise me. I mean, what is that, a ponytail for Burning Man? Can I fuck that? And Luann's like,
It's fun. That's all. I just have to say it. It's fun.
The double finger suit.
Bring it.
Got it. So Ebony goes, someone tell Ramona Coco peed on the floor. She goes, no. You what? I think it's Marley that peed on the floor, okay? So he goes, she went out. I was like, both of your dogs piss on the floor all the time. Take care of that, okay?
Yeah.
What the hell do you need? Get a stun gun. I don't care what you do. It's so terrible.
Also, Coco is like 400 years old, so I think chances are it was Coco who did it.
It could have been Ramona either herself. Ramona or Sonia, really.
Yeah.
Neither one of them is past it either.
So now Ramona and Sonia go out to the pool, and Ramona feels the pool temperature, and it's, like, too cold for her liking. She goes, oh, no. You know what? I was telling the help. I was like, it's staying at 85. I was like, why is it not going up? You know what? I got to go see if the help turned off the pool heater, okay? Like, I want it at 95. I said 95 to my guy. I said, make it 95. I said, I want it 95. I said, bring it. Bring it to 95. And you know what? You know what he said? He said he's going to bring it to 95. And guess where it's at? Not 95. It's 85. I said 95, okay?
And Sonya's like, where's the fuse box? Remember the old days when we had black and white TVs, and if they didn't work, we could just hit them? Nothing works when you hit it anymore.
That probably explains a lot of the issues in her house. She's probably slapping so many appliances and toilets.
So Luann is checking out her room. And she's like, well, this is a nice upgrade from the basement. I mean, God knows it took me 15 years. I went from the lower level to the penthouse suite. A TV that actually works. Let's turn that on. Hi!
Welcome to Mona Singer's home. Okay. You know what you'll notice staying here in this beautiful home? First of all, walk out your door and you'll be able to see outside because it's called windows, okay?
The pool is set at a temperature of 95 degrees. Very comfortable for everyone, okay? So Ebony is like, yeah, this
Whatever
is a really nice
do,
room.
Don't go down to the lower level because there's a monster with crazy scratchy skin who sings terrible songs for musicals down there. Don't go
Ramona, you need to update this television, all right? What kind of hotel TV is this?
Here, hold on. Let me just slap it along its side and see if that fixes it. Boom, boom, boom. Remember when TVs could be fixed with a slap?
Sonia's like, you know what? I don't know why, but my channel just changed.
Well, look, the heat is suddenly working. Ebony likes Luann's room, and she's like, oh, this is a pretty nice room. And Luann goes, it's about time, girlfriend. I was like,
So they're all getting ready for the party and stuff. And Ramona is wearing, wow. She's wearing like tinfoil as a mini skirt and then just boob pasties, like silver sparkly boob pasties and a mesh shirt. And Sonia's like, well, look at this girl with her boob and stickers. I mean, she used to be such a prude. Baby, you've come a long way.
A long way. But it's like coming a long way, that's like getting on the highway and winding up at some town you didn't intend to go to. Like, yeah, you've come a long way, but have you actually arrived? I'm not sure.
Oh, Ramona.
So, yeah, Luann's wearing like a variation on her like floppy disco hat, but this one has like steampunk goggles on it. And they're all just like very infatuated with their looks. This is where it gets very much like Beverly Hills, except we keep cross-cutting to Marley humping Coco. and so Ramona goes, you know what? Burning Man is about showing off your body. And if I'm going to do it right, I'm going to do it right. Bring it. I'm like, is that what Burning Man is? Burning Man? Just, I thought that was gay pride.
I think they all are, Ben. They all are. Okay?
That's true.
Summer activities. So Leah's loves Ramona's body. And Ebony tells us, I mean, I don't know about the silver pasties and that's it. Just under a see-through shirt. But you know what? If that's you, live, bitch. Live, yeah. Bitch. So guess what Sonia and Ramona are doing? They're cleaning pee off the rug. Which is,
yeah.
You can tell that they're at Ramona's house because they're actually cleaning it. Because anywhere else, they would have just fucking left it there.
Yeah. And Ramona is also still trying to grasp the idea of what Burning Man is. She goes, you know what? I don't even know what Burning Man is. Just, it's a lot of desert, right? And Sonia goes, I think like ayahuasca, something like that. You know what? It's great outfits and music, I guess. Just great outfits and music. I think they think they're going to, like, Burning Man is just like going to, I don't know, like seeing Foreigner play at Jones Beach, you know?
So they go outside and they see all the decorations at night and there's like glow lights everywhere. And Leah's telling us that she's going to be fine without booze. You know, she doesn't even care about it. And Ebony keeps saying, I'm so proud of you, Leah. I'm just so proud of you. What a setup. Which is kind of funny because did she do all this? I guess she did this over the phone or something. I don't know. She gets this, the housewife storyline where she's like, I want a Burning Man party. And then just shows up and it's already done. But then she gets a lot of credit for it.
And it like, and again, it looks nothing like Burning Man. It looks like pretty much at any standard, you know, fancy party in Hollywood, to be honest. Like, it's just, there's like a pizza oven. There's like lovely hors d'oeuvres. There's crudités. There's a bar. There's like beautiful cushions down in a tent and like those like Edison bulbs. And there's like a fog machine. Yeah. Now, again, I've never been to Burning Man, but this really looks nothing. This looks like
this ain't
like
it.
Kyle Richards' latest party, you know?
It does. It looks like a Kyle Richards white people party. Totally.
Yeah.
So let's see. Ramona, of course, still Ramona. She's at the bar going, okay, so here's what you do. You get a wine glass and you fill it to the top with ice. Okay.
So Burning Man.
So Burning Man. The Ramona. Yeah.
It just speaks. Also, like Leah is like, I can't wait to go to Burning Man. Leah does not look like she's dressed for Burning Man at all. And none of them do look like they're dressed for Burning Man. Actually, I think Sonia
looks
is the closest
like she's
going to
do like a steampunk version of Pippin or something. I'm not sure what's going on with it. No, Ramona does not either. Ramona looks like a
crazy
girl in like a tap dance recital, like a little old girl in a tap dance recital who just got like attacked by a lion or something that shredded her dance costume.
Ebony is just like dressed to go to a cocktail party, essentially. Except
yeah, Ebony's doing
things.
The Bravo, the in fashion, especially on Bravo thing, especially on Vanderpump Rules thing, with your jacket only over your shoulders. I'm like, wow, that is so Burning Man.
So Burning. So Burning Man. And Luann has her crazy hat. It's just very funny. So Luann tells us that last year I was in the Hamptons, I was so much more apprehensive about being around other women and not drinking. And this time I'm in a different place. I got my fosé and I'm ready to party just like the rest of them. Okay, boys, let's kick off this Burning Man with a hallowed Burning Man tradition. 3, 2, 1. Happy birthday to Burning Man.
Happy birthday. So then there's a healer there, guys. The healer's waiting for us. It's Debbie.
Second healer of the episode.
And she's like, you know, guys, I'm called a healer, but that's not what's happening here. That's just a title, because you can only heal yourself. Everyone goes, what? I mean, you know what? Question. Sorry. Okay. What are we healing from? Are we like healing from a disease? A facelift? Finding out that your husband is banging the nanny from Page 6? Like, what are we healing from? Okay. I need to know.
And Leah goes, it transcends definition. Like, you feel it, you'll know. Like, don't intellectualize it. You know what I mean? First time that phrase has been ever spoken in Ramona's direction. Don't intellectualize it.
Yeah. Ramona just goes, okay, thank you. And then she just opens her eyes really big and like looks around at everybody like they're crazy. And Luann's like, well, Lord knows this group of ladies has a lot of healing to do. So bring it on, spirit lady. And she's like, well, that's actually very important that you acknowledged that you need healing in the first place. It's like, well, I love acknowledgement. All right, everybody, sit down. Sit down. Thank you. Thank you. Sit down. Thank you. Thank you. Oh, I was just hitting the head with spiritual flowers. Thank you, Mickey lady.
Oh, well, I heard that there's going to be a sound bath, so I guess that means that's going to be a code for a cabaret. Okay. Money don't buy your class. Money don't buy your class. Luann, even though you do sort of sound like my mallet going around the rim of this vase, we're going to have to ask you, this is not a sound bath. This is a cabaret. That you're doing cabaret, not a sound bath.
So they're getting all spiritual, and Ramona goes, wait, whoa, wait, you know what? I know I'm interrupting. Sorry, okay? But maybe you're healing from a disease, or maybe you just got a toe left because it was looking droopy, okay? You know what? Maybe you're healing for something positive. You know what? Maybe you want to change in yourself. You know what? Like my help, you know, she says her name is Diane, and so I called her Diane, then she said her name is Diana, so I called her Diana. You know what? Spray. Guys,
you know what? Mm-hmm. It's like that song Healed the World for like 20 years. I was like, what is that song about? Like, Healed the World? What does that mean? How do you heal a world? Okay. The world get like into it. Did it fall over and like scrape its knees? I don't get it. It's a world. How does worlds don't even have knees? Like, how does it work? But you know what? Now I think I get it. I think I understand it. Okay. Hey, Diana, bring us out some cocktails to celebrate me understanding what healing's all about. Okay.
Debbie's like, listen, it's just a moment. You just take a moment. You let a moment pass. It's just a moment. And somebody goes, a moment to shut the fuck up, Ramona.
So now they have to share and put some intention out into the universe. So Leah's like, hi, my name's Leah. And what's weighing heavily on my mind is that I want to be with, I want to set an intention for my family to find strength, since my family is like, my grandma is like very sick and like is dying right now. And I just want my grandmother to feel everyone's love and everyone to be okay right now. And bye.
And then Ebony's like, well, you know, and on my heart also is my grandmother. And I'm really concerned with my mother because it's the only family I have left. And so it's time for me to expand my definition of family. Girls, I'm expanding my definition of family.
Well, you know what? I have a question, okay?
Family? Girls, I just want you to know I'm expanding my definition of family, and I'm proud to say that none of you are in it. Thank you.
And Sonia's just giving this, like, Ebony's story is so sad. She's like, this is the last of my family. I have nobody. And Sonia's like, mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. This big smile on her face. It's so weird. Sonya's like,
this is a good story. Have you ever had your clothing line get canceled out of Century 21 because it went out of business? That's what I talk about losing family, right? Am I right, everyone?
Yeah. So Ramona's like, you know what? You're a good person, okay? You think I invite everyone into my home? Okay? You have a very lovely soul, okay? I can tell.
Well, then I would try to rub my hand on your back, Ebony, but unfortunately you've got too many spikes on your dress. Ha, look. Regular dinosaur back there, am I right, ladies? High five, anyone? No? Okay.
Well, hi, my name is Luann, and for years I've been seeking spirituality, and I found it in a Kandra Neb musical called As the World Goes Round. So I'd like to thank you, Kandra Neb, and I'd like to say, Soul Sister, Kander, guide me. Guide me to be even more fabulous than I am, and the world goes round.
Money makes the world go round, the world go round, the world go round. Money makes the world go round, it makes the world go round. Money, 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 money. Oh, girls, it feels so good to get that out of my system.
And then Ramona just piggybacks on everybody else. She's like, you know what? I don't have family either, okay? Except for my daughter. And my friends are my family, so I want to pay attention to my friends, my real ones, okay? The ones who all give me $100 in a bag so I can buy a new purse, okay?
Yeah, and she's trying to do that baby voice thing. She's like, yeah. No, I just don't really have any. I don't have any friends or family, you know, since Muriel left me for a slut who worked for him, you know? And so he had an affair. He lost his mind, went crazy. It's just me and Avery, but it's okay because you know what? I'm really hot for my age, and I'm over Mario, and if he decides he wants to come back to me, well, that will be his choice, because I'm totally over him, okay? Let me now just go and leave and call him and let him know how much I'm over him, okay?
Well, you gotta give Ramona credit for trying, but I don't think anyone's buying that one. Am I right, boys?
So Sonya's like, you know, I just want to be more vulnerable so my friends just know that I trust them with my feelings. Don't trust these people with your feelings.
Never.
They've shed on your feelings for years, okay? Don't do that. Never do
Ramona
that.
Ramona is the worst person to trust with your feelings. And Luann goes, well, by showing your vulnerability, it shows your strength. Much like how when I sing my songs, it shows my incredible talent. You know how it is.
And then Sonya's saying she can't call her mom or her daughter because she doesn't want to burden them. And Luann's like,
but that's vulnerability, Sonya. All right. Listen, you're never as vulnerable as you are the day that you try to take your children's house and they have to get it back from you in court. Now there's some vulnerability. Am I right, boys?
Vulnerability is all about opening up your heart to the idea that other people may know your music. They know my music. Oh, feels good to be vulnerable.
So Sonya's like, I just want to check out. I mean, not kill myself, but just check out, you know, of the world. Not killing myself, just checking out, you know, of life. You know what I mean, girls. Like, Sonya, Jesus. And Ramona's like, you know what? That's just like giving up, okay? And Sonya needs to learn to fight back and not wallow. You know, because positive energy creates positive results, okay? And if you can't have positive energy, hire someone like Diana over there, okay? You tell her to be positive, she'll be positive. Be positive, Diana. It's the show!
You know what? It's just, you know, I used to always say I have like 1 foot in the nursing home, but then it turns out they have a very high STD rate, especially after I get there. So I don't know. I don't know what. I just want to disappear. That's all. I just want to disappear. So like, okay, let's just do Reiki.
Ebony goes, Ramona, get your friend.
So they're all laughing and they're doing Reiki, and the Reiki master is like, well, whatever needs to come out, this is safe space. So Leah goes, I feel like screaming. And they're like, okay. She's like, ah, she screams, and they're all covering their ears, and Marley is terrified, and now Leah's sobbing.
Yeah. So then who else screams? Someone else starts screaming too.
Ramona starts to scream, actually. She's like, oh.
Oh, Luann. Luann screams.
Oh, Luann does?
With her. Yeah, and then Ramona's like, I'm going to scream too, guy. Ah! They're all screaming, which, you know, thanks, guys. I'm sure the neighbors love your peaceful moment that you're having, you know? And yeah. So Debbie's like, wow, I'm really feeling the energy. So Ramona's like, you know what? You know what, lady who makes noises? I just wanted to say, I'm really sorry for all my questions, but I really,
Loved it, okay? Like, I feel like my mind got massaged, okay? I feel so much more relaxed.
The woman's like, just give me my $100 so I can go back to the city. So then they're like frolicking in the pool, and someone's like, oh, someone's nipple cover is floating. And Luann goes, oh, I thought it was mozzarella. As if that's as reasonable of a thing that would be in the pool.
So Ebony keeps her clothes on, but she does float on the pool on a swan and stuff. And they eat some pizza. And
so Burning Man.
Here. So Burning Man.
A little artisanal personal pizza.
And then Sonya's like, who says this, Ramona? She goes, hey, you know what, Sonya? Is your dog named Morley or Marley? She's like, you're my chosen fucking family, you loser. What is it, Coco or Cuckoo? I mean, what is it, Ramona?
Yeah. I like that Ramona hat. In Ramona's mind, there's a possibility that the dog may be named after Morley Safer. Just might be. So then some acrobats type people come out, and guys on a stilt and everything. And Sonya goes, are we in Saint-Tropez? What? I'm like, what? Everyone's referencing.
Is that a big thing in Saint-Tropez? Wow, the minute you get off the airport in Saint-Tropez, stilts and body shapes. That's all you see. Twisty little bodies crawling, doing back bends down the runway.
Oh, you should see what TSA is like in Saint-Tropez. You get in the line. You put your bag on the conveyor belt. The TSA guy takes the bag with his toe, bounces it on his nose, and then throws it up to the guy on the stilts. It's just marvelous.
So Ebony just goes to bed. She's like, I'm tired. But I'm not mad. I'm just tired. So she goes up to bed. And Leah's like, why did she leave? And Ramona goes, because we're crazy bitches. And Sonya's like, well, I'm sure she was good because she told me. She told me she's just fine. But Leah goes to check on her anyway.
Yeah. And basically Ebony's like, no, tonight was like really good and I feel light and free and I just want to bask in it. And, you know, she says that she basically hasn't been around this energy in years, not since Fox News. And basically what she's getting at is that she just I know. I was like, well, you may be eating something worse now. But I think what she's basically saying is she hasn't been around like a group, a block of white women in a very long time. And so she was actually happy that because she hasn't had a chance to really connect. I shouldn't say it's that she hasn't been around a block of white women. She hasn't connected with a block of white women in a while. And, you know, she was like really happy with the night. So she just wants to bask in the moment, AKA leave on a high note before Ramona says something terrible.
Yeah, but she goes, well, you know, like, it didn't feel like an issue, which took me by surprise, so that was good. Good job, Leah. Great job, Leah. What did Leah do? So then she just keeps congratulating Leah all night and telling her, great job, Leah. I felt comfortable. So good job, Leah. And she's like, and, you know, I feel like I could tell my truth, and if something rubs me the wrong way, I can say it. Oh, okay. Have fun with that. You have fun with that. Because I cannot wait for that conversation. It looks so good. But the conversation I most look forward to is,
you want to talk about Wells Fargo?
Yes. Yes. Next week we have a Wells Fargo fight. So I think that, like, you know, we just had some on-ramping to do. And next week, a Wells Fargo fight. I mean, a fight about Wells Fargo, which is really that's all I need.
Yeah, so that was pretty much it for it. We sure love you guys. Thank you so much for being here. If you want these on video, come over to Crappens On Demand. It's a section on Patreon, and you'll find us there. It's where we are right now. Okay, everybody, thank you so much for being here. We will talk to you next time.
Bye, everyone. Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors.
Ain't No Thing Like Allison King.
Ashley Savoni, she don't take no baloney.
Dana C, Dana Do. She's not just a Sheila, she's a Daniela.
Itchels.
Let's run some errands with Emily Ahrens.
Erin McNicholas, she don't miss no trickolas.
Hava Nagila Weber.
Jamie, she has no last namey.
Sipped some scotch with Jessica Trotch.
Just saying, okay.
She's a little bit loony.
Junie, she's always supplying. It's Kelly Ryan.
Megan Berg, you can't have a burger without the Berg.
You don't touch the Nicky Morgan letters.
The Bay Area Betches.
And our super premium sponsors.
Nancy, cease and desisto. Better than Tabbouleh, it's Annie and Julie.
Always the wiser, it's Allison Weisler.
Somebody get us 10 cc's of Betsy MD.
We're taking the gold with Brenda Silva. Can't have a meal without the Emily Sides. In the Hizzy with Jay Hizzy.
We will, Joanna Rockland you.
Kristen the Piston Anderson. Let's go on a bender with Lauren Fender. The incredible, edible Matthews sisters. No one makes us feel well like Megan Capsewell.
Cheese on a bagel, it's Megan Ragel.
Mina Coochie Coochie Coochie.
We're a fan of Michael Land.
Give him hell, Miss Noel. Shannon, out of a cannon, Anthony.
Let's get racy with Miss Stacy.
Let's take off with Tamla Plain.
She ain't no shrinking Violet Couture. We love you guys.